What is good, people? Welcome back to the Hype Report. Thank you for all the support on the previous episode. You've been smashing it at the moment. And today, we have a very special guest, famous guest. He's been on TV. He's got a very good style. He's very big on the socials. I'm probably boosting his ego way too much. My girlfriend is very disappointed. She's not in the studio because he's a very good-looking man. It's George Baggs, everyone. What's happening?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are we?
Not bad.
It's been a long time coming. We've been like social media friends for a while, right?
Yeah, long time, man. I can't remember where I found you. I'm pretty sure I found you on socials. And it's all your like video style, all the editing. I love it, man. It's good.
Thank you, sir.
Got a bit of nice drip. You just sent me your hoodie as well. Can't complain.
No. Wait, I appreciate you receiving the hoodie. I followed you for time, but one of the first comments or like interactions we had, and I remember it really well because it was quite like an important video to me, was I posted this video. It was like I hit 500k, and it was about like covering like my health and like my whatever, my condition and stuff. And one of the first comments I ever got from like a creator who was like quite high up like yourself was from you. So I appreciate it, bro. And from that point, I was like, oh, I like this guy.
I'm actually a nice guy, to be fair. We filmed a pod this morning and it was like roasting my family and that. And mine was so shit because I'm actually just really nice. I think it's good as well with what you do. Like, you're quite real with it. Do you know what I mean? I don't really like to put, I say I don't like to put loads on the internet, but like my relationships on there, like most things are, but also like the private stuff. You don't have to tell anyone like what you're going through and that. So play to be open. And then like you see the comments and stuff and everyone's sitting there like talking about their problems, but it's just like a bit of a safe space. So that's the part of social media I absolutely like. I do love.
Yeah.
It's almost like counseling for people, but such a good positive way.
For sure. Yeah, mate, I was shit scared when I posted that because I've done a couple since, right? So I've decided like since like I grew a little bit on socials, right? I had like a small following, so like a few hundred K, because a few hundred K on TikTok isn't that big like in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
But so then I was like, okay, well I have enough of a following to like kind of be open about it now. So I did it. And then it was probably one of the best things I ever did, telling people, man, because I kind of lived like, you know, not like low key. I kept it on the low. And like you said, it's probably not always the best to do that. But anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about what you're wearing today.
What am I
wearing? Run me through it, man. Run me through your fit. It's a very interesting hoodie, right?
Yeah, this hoodie. This is from Only the Blind. I actually love their stuff. And I'm obviously super lucky that they sort me out of a few bits and that. But it is an expensive hoodie. But also, it's a sick hoodie.
I've never seen
anything like this. Like, there's embroidery all over the hoodie. Super thick.
Heavyweight,
like, you know, it's good quality.
Mate, it's sick, man. So for those who are listening on Spotify, haven't got the visuals, it's like kind of this big embroidery piece across the sleeves to the chest. Yeah, snake python type branding, man. Really fiber, and it's heavy, right?
Yeah, heavy. It's sick, though.
Sick, man. And then I got Bapesters.
Got some Manor Devoir jeans, some Bapesters with some like hair on. No idea. They were a Christmas present from my bro. Shout out, Joe. And then I always wear a Uniqlo tee.
Just the white one, right?
Always.
Yeah, the Uniqlo.
Aerism.
Perfect, man.
Little Gucci belt as well. But
very nice, bro. What about your rings? A big ring guy, accessories guy?
Got a Tiffany ring that me and my girlfriend bought together in New York. This is from Serge Denemes. This is from my jeweler in Essex.
Very
and
nice.
And this is also from my jeweler. All sterling silver, but to be fair, like, I'm getting more into jewelry, but again, I'm lucky enough that people like Serge Denemes and people like that like to send me rings. So, and obviously there's only so many fingers you can wear. Like, I know you've got a big ring collection and stuff and you're quite into that, but these are just kind of what I wear daily. I used to have a signet ring with a G on, but I've kind of swapped out for this because this is just a bit more prominent, I think.
Yeah, man. Well, my like ring collection is literally probably what I wear daily. Like you said, yesterday I replaced one ring. That was it. And that's the first time in probably about a year. But yeah, I literally wear this. I never take them off, wear them all the time. And I think they look quite good, man. I just like them.
Do you know what? I feel empty about my rings. If I go out and I'm, even like when I'm working out and stuff like that, and I don't have them on, I just feel a bit empty.
Yeah. I don't have that problem with working out of my rings because I tactically decide not to. But the females like the rings. That's what I've noticed.
They do like a bit of summing, which works in my favour.
Talking about the Bapesters, do you spend much money on shoes? Because you're not like... It's interesting to have you on in the pod because you're not like, you're very into fat, you're into your style and your fashion. You look very, very nice all the time.
Thank you, mate.
However, you're not like a fashion creator.
Yeah.
So what are your spending habits saying? What are the kicks saying?
Well, I don't really like loads of fashiony stuff. Like, for example, going away over Valentine's, and I spent a couple of hundred quid on like ASOS, but just like ASOS design, something like things that are like nude colors, no like logos and stuff. I like quite basic stuff, like nude colors. I do love shopping in places like Zara and stuff. Don't cancel me.
Don't be silly, man.
That's a touchy subject with some people, but like places like Zara, just yeah, like ASOS, just the more casual stuff. And then obviously there's the odd pieces that I will get like a nice whatever, but I'm never going to be the guy that spends 750 quid on a Louis Vuitton t-shirt and stuff like that. That's just not me. Like my spending habits aren't that bad really. Again, like I'm lucky enough that the stuff I like, a lot of the stuff I like, so a lot of people like to gift it to me. Do you know what I mean? I've started doing a lot more Get Ready With Me stuff like that. For example, like the Childish collections, like I'd buy that stuff myself, but
I'm lucky those boys are smashed.
Yeah, like I'm lucky enough they send that stuff to me. Like even with this is like quite expensive. I got it sent to me, but it depends really. Like I was debating whether to get a pair of Dior's B30s.
Yeah.
Just as like a nice summer shoe, more going out-y, because I don't really have a nice pair of shoes to go to dinner in and stuff like that. But they're like 830 quid. That's a lot of money. But I don't know. I like to find stills as well. I remember I went up to Liverpool once and I got the denim dunks on drop for 110 quid. And then nice. The other colorway, that was like
the white, the cream and
the
red,
cream the and red, ones.
Red. They had the outer stitching, right? The reverse stitching.
I've got them two for 110 each. Don't get me wrong, the resale isn't crazy or anything, but like I've hardly ever worn them. Like, I buy shoes and then don't wear them.
Yeah.
Or like, I keep them really good condition. Like I'll always clean my shoes, but my daily shoes really are Off-Whites. I got the white and grey pair and a white and black pair of Off-Whites. I just love them.
Nice. And like, they what Off-Whites are they? Just straight up Off-Whites, no collaboration. Are they just like
just the Off-White out of office ones. You know,
the yes.
So you're wearing some Off-Whites.
Yeah, we got an Off-White Nike Dunk Lots.
Very nice.
2021 release, I believe. They released 50 of these. Not 50. They released 50 variations, and each one's got a number. So each number varies in terms of design. So it's the grey like Dunk, but then they have like the purple lacing, which might be different, and the tab here might be different. These were gifted, which is fucking sick.
Yeah, that's
probably like the first ever like big gift I got from a brand, and I was like, it wasn't gifted, it was a part of a brand deal.
Yeah.
And I got to pick a pair of shoes, and I had like probably like 500k followers at the time, which again is like it's a good amount of followers, but it's not like well beater, right?
Yeah.
So I was set. I was still a bit like kind of what am I doing in my life type thing, you know, am I like content full time, or this is before like I started up the businesses and stuff like that. So I was a bit like and then when I got these, I was like, oh, that's fucking sick. I want to do content. Not just for gifts, but like it was like sick that brands were like happy to be like, yeah, here's a £450 shoe. Make some vids of it.
I went through a stage of loving like Jordan 1s, but like mids. But now I've got two pairs and they're still basically like brand new. So I've worn them a couple of times, but I just don't know if I rock with them.
Yeah, you're too cool for mids now.
You can wear them with something baggy, but then I like a thick sole. Like that's why I like the Bapesters.
Yeah.
Even just a fresh pair of Air Force 1. Yeah, like the Off-Whites. I just like a thick, because also like I am small. I see all the comments. I see everything. I am a small guy. So the more height I can get, the better. Do you know what I mean?
Do you find Air Forces give you a little bit of push?
A little bit. When I say I'm 5'7" on a good day, I'm probably 5'8" in a pair of Air Force 1s. Do you know what I mean?
Have you seen, I always get these adverts. You know, it's probably a bad thing because I think the adverts are like cookie orientated. So they probably like associate me with being small, but I'm not that small. But they get the little insoles that give you extra height. Have you ever tried them?
I get that sent to me five times a day. I get that in my inboxes. It's a weird one though with me and just my style, because I've got so many different styles. It's weird. Like I will be that chav who wears a Nike dry fit set.
Yeah.
And whatever, do you know what I mean? And I'll look like I'm about to throw a brick through your nan's window. I'll also then wear like a tight Ralph Lauren tracksuit. That's like a nice thing I got. But then I'll also wear like baggy jeans, big hoodie. Do you know what I mean? So it does vary. Like even in the summer, I'll just wear a pair of like shorts and a vest and a pair of dunks or something like that. Like, so it just all varies. I'm still finding myself, but I've kind of got that like, not niche, because I know loads of people wear that, but I do feel comfortable in what I wear now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And then that's it, bro. As long as once you find that comfortability, man, you've done it, bro. Like, that's it. You're sorted, bro. Like,
I'd love to, I don't know, like, you know when people wear like shirts and then like the vests over the top but the cardigan vest and stuff like that. I just don't think I've got that in me. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, some I have that every day, bro.
Some people can pull it off and that's fine. And I do like that sort of dress sense, but that's what I feel like is weird with me, because I look at stuff like that and I think, oh, that's pretty fire. But then it's me standing there in like a dry fit night tracksuit.
Yeah, but it's interesting you say that, like, you kind of have like multiple niches, like you wear multiple like kind of subcultures of fashion. But that's sick, man, because that's same as me. Like I just wear whatever I'm comfortable with. Some day I kind of rock one thing, the other day I rock another. And it's different for me because like a part of my job is now is kind of to like buy trends and review them type thing.
Yeah.
So like I do find myself rocking a lot of different things that I wouldn't potentially wear, and I look goofy as hell in them, I look terrible in them, but it does kind of allow me to find out what I like and don't like.
Yeah for sure.
But man, you're right, man. I think it's good that you say that, because a lot of people kind of stay in one lane, and that's fine because that's what they like. But at the same time, it's good to explore.
Do you know what I love though as well? Like, I've got a lot of my friends and they work in offices and stuff, and they're like, oh, so-and-so said, like, where did you get this from? And so-and-so said that outfit looks sick. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, because I just wear stuff because it looks nice and shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this year, I'm definitely like, want to go more into the, not even like the fashion-y stuff as in like high end and crazy, but I work with a good few select brands now, like to name one, like Destructive, like all I do is wear their hoodies and stuff. And like just things like that, carry on working with people like that throughout the year. Like I'm always open for people to like send me something and I'll wear it and get ready of me. And I don't want anything in return. It's just like, again, as you said, kind of like finding what you want to wear. Like, yeah. Does that hoodie go with them jeans? Is that better with cargos? Like just that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Is there any fashion trend? Now you started doing these like get ready with me and stuff. Is there any fashion trends that you really hate? You really don't like, that you want to get rid of in 2024?
You put me on the spot there. To be fair, I've never liked parachute pants.
Really? So like big baggy?
Yeah, like I just have never liked it. I remember I went into Zara and tried a pair on. I was just like, I don't know how people buy these, because my legs are like that inside them and there is like, they stretch out. But again, some people do, like they can pull it off. And like, again, it's another one for me, which I don't really like, but again, it's a niche. You know, I mean, like people have the big crossbody bags, but they're like massive. I'm like, what are you actually carrying?
Yes.
That you need that much for? Like, I see people put like dogs in them and stuff. That's cool. But when there's someone like walking along, they've got this massive bag across them, like this satchel thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you, what have you got in there, bruv? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. People just experiment differently, didn't they? And they rock different stuff. I mean, the parachute pants, I get like totally, because some people look fucking sick, and then me, because I'm like built like a skinny boy, they cover me, man. They look so goofy if I rock them.
Yeah.
So the baggy stuff's good, because the baggy stuff does look good on skinny guys, but ultimately you don't want to go too baggy because it's a bit too much for me anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of finding that middle ground.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But the parachute pants are
things
interesting.
Do grow on you though, because I bought a pair of Cortez joggers that I love, and they're like really baggy, straight legged. And at first they'd look weird, but now they've kind of grown on me.
Mm.
But they still kind of just go out and down. But yeah,
it's just like comfortability, isn't it, man? You'd like kind of grow into it, like confidence as well. Is there any trends that you really like? Anything you've seen recently that you're happy is in trend, that's popular, that's popping?
Over the winter, you know, like the is it called like mohair or something like that? You know, they're like the cardigans and stuff with the hair on. Sort of shit, fire, I think.
Yeah.
I love that sort of stuff now.
Yeah, that stuff and knits are quite cool at the moment. Knits are really good in the UK.
I've got a lot of knits, like knits with jeans and a pair of shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like looking good, kind of chilling. Like, I don't know. I quite like mixing up things. Like the other day, it's quite weird actually, I was wearing a knit and some joggers, but I went out like it and I thought, I'm either going to look really weird or kind of cool. I think I look really weird, to be fair, but yeah, the thing is, it's so hard to keep up with these trends. Like, so, because they're happening all the time.
Yeah.
Like, even like things like Birkenstocks now.
Yeah.
Are they really in anymore? I don't think so, but I joined the hype. I bought a pair.
About
three times.
My dad's been wearing them for years and years and years. And like, and if I tried telling him now they were cool, we'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, not a chance. Because they're like kind of like traditionally like an older guy, like comfortable kind of like sandal, right?
Yeah.
And my dad used to walk by them because your feet kind of molded into the bottom of them.
Yeah, it's that cork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he wears them all the time. I had the same pair for probably like 30 years, something ridiculous. And we always kind of used to take the piss when I was like 15, or when I was younger. I was like, Dad, what are you wearing, mate? Like socks and sandals. But now he's probably rocking that. And it's like, it's cool. So everything just comes back.
Yeah, to be fair, in the summer, one of my like staple fits was a white vest, the wife beater.
Well, you can pull it off, man.
Grey shorts, white socks and my Birkins, and I'd go like Tesco like that. I'd go get fuel, I'd go meet my mates for food, but like I probably look like someone's granddad, but it was a clean fit, I can't lie.
Yeah, peak of summer you can get away with wearing some weird shit because of the temperature, and the peak of winter you can get away with wearing some weird shit because of the temperature as well. It's kind of in the middle where everyone kind of starts rocking some stuff. So in terms of the best dressed, or talking about like trends and stuff like that, who is the best dressed influencer you've met? Because you've obviously probably a lot more in the space than I am. So you come across a lot more kind of influencers and social media creators. Who do you reckon's got some good style?
I've met a lot of people who have very different styles than that. I'd say my boys, Moyo and Josh, they've got good style. Every time I see them, they're wearing something good. Like, do you know what I mean? Like Moyo can just pull off like the like boots with some in, and like a leather varsity or a leather jacket. Like it looks sick. Same with Josh. I saw him the other day, had like his Timberlands on, new Childish. Like, do you know what I mean? Shit like that, really, really clean. Also, you've got on there as well, I can see fashion inspirations. This ties in with this.
Yeah.
Like Ramel and Jay from TGF, love what they wear. Obviously, just love Childish anyway. Used to buy their stuff when it was basically the Fruit of the Loom stuff with the faces on when I was like 13, 14. So now like, and I remember meeting Ramel, soundest guy I ever, met him a couple of times now. But yeah, his style as well, like he does like Yoko fits or whatever.
Yeah.
Been following that for time. Just because stuff like that, obviously he's got the stuff that's obviously not everyone's got, like the Supreme box logos and stuff like that. But then also a lot of the stuff you can kind of copy the fit in just like a normal way. You can just
wear
like, do you know what I mean? That sort of stuff. He's really clean. I like what he does. I'd say, I've got a friend called Kyron Najjar who also does like Get Ready Me stuff.
Yeah, I've seen. I follow Kyron. Yeah,
he's got some sick stuff. So
yeah.
Probably them off the top of my head. There will obviously be more people, but like to be fair, my brother's given me like fit inspo. Like he got me wearing like linen trousers in the summer and stuff like that with like shirts and stuff, which I'd never wear before, but started wearing them and I thought, oh, these are actually kind of cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Ramel, because he was nice, because I've met him once, probably the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. Like he treated me like, because he's like huge, right, really big creator, and I was like, bearing in mind, I wasn't really in the space too much then. It was actually over a year ago. I was at SneakerCon and he came up to me I went up to like him, but like my like last people I was with, knew him personally a little bit anyway. And then we kind of introduced each other. And yeah, man, one of the nicest guys I ever met. Kind of sat there like, oh shit, he's going to be like, not a dick, but like he won't be interested in me. Genuinely, because I was doing some interviews, I interviewed him, but then off camera as well, he just spoke to me about like Supreme. We just had like a genuine conversation about Garms. And he smashed it, man. He does like mystery box videos on YouTube and shit, and he's very into sneakers.
I watch Harrison Neville.
Yeah, man.
All his mystery box stuff, so jokes. Like some of the shit is just so funny because he's pulling out all these shoes and he's like, oh yeah, I've had this before. And I'm like, that's like a $6,000 shoe or something. And he's like,
have you seen his like garage or like his office, right? His like new office.
He's got like his Porsche in there. All these like
trading
Supreme
cars
guns,
all the time, mate. Bro, that guy has a different R8 every so often, a fucking different Porsche. And then like on the other side of the room, he's got like Freddy Krueger dunks, like the most like insane pairs of creps you can imagine, like 20K plus or whatever.
The thing is though, what I find funny about me and you is the way I am with cars is the way you are with shoes. So like I will see a car and know it's a limited number and that's know sick. The exact price and the engine sick. And whatever. The same as if I showed you a pair of shoes, you'd be like, oh, they're like one of 100. This they were brought out this year. Like that's like me with cars. That's how I can emphasize with you about shoes. It's like the exact same thing.
That's sick, man. I like that a lot. They're not the same, obviously very different most of the time in value, but in terms of kind of collectability and materialism and then like kind of like doing it right, there's a way to do it.
That's what I mean. So like colorways on shoes is the same as specs for cars.
Yeah.
If someone was to spec a Ferrari, a 101 tailor made, whatever, like with a, do you know what I mean? It's the same with a pair of shoes.
I didn't know you were a massive petrol head.
Huge petrol head, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, mate. I love that. That's sick, man.
Massive pet.
Anyone else you can think of who wears some cool shit? I know your good friend Danny Aarons has recently had a big glow up across social media. Now, I don't know the guy personally, but obviously he's absolutely blowing up, so I've seen his stuff. He has been wearing some interesting kicks, man. Every time I see swipe on TikTok, I see him rocking something different. He's had a glow up for sure.
Danny's had a glow up. Look, Danny's been around for ages, and before I went on Locked In, I didn't really know of him. Obviously met on the show, absolutely crazy bond. He's my bro, whatever. But yeah, he just, to be fair, someone like Danny, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Mm.
So like he is really successful, and he's very well known. And if I'm shooting with him, he'll turn up in a pair of Solomons that he got gifted from Foot Asylum Locked In, and then come in like a Sidemen tracksuit or like a childish gifted hoodie. He don't give a fuck. And I rate that so much. But obviously since he's been with 10, I've had a message from him and stuff. And he was like, can you send me anything like that would be nice to wear? So I sent him a couple of represent things.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that Tennessee's like, I think maybe helped him with a few things. I think she bought him a pair of Travis's.
Yeah, I've seen him wearing, he wore the reverse mockers, I think, one of his picks recently.
Yeah, at the boxing, I think it was.
Yes.
So like, but it's good, man. Like he doesn't know a lot about it, but like he suits it. Do you know what I mean?
He does,
sometimes
bro.
All people actually need is just a bit of guidance. And I have it with my mates, like, I got mates from school and they've always worn so-and-sos and they're like, oh, where'd you get that hoodie? Where'd you get this? And I'm like, I'll be out of them. And I'll be like, pull that hoodie down, like pull this down, tuck that in, put your these over that. Like, and all of a sudden the whole fit's changed. And they're like, oh, this actually looks sick. And some people just need like a little bit of,
I'm not saying
what I do is right. Like they might think it looks horrible, but it's only giving an opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, like, man, for sure. I mean,
it's the same with Danny. Like some people said he's got no drip, whatever. Like, but again, he don't care. But all he needed was me to be like, oh, like there's these cargos on represent. And then I sent him a hoodie and he actually sent back a varsity and he's like, oh, what about this? And I was like, yeah, that looks sick. And he went and bought it. Like, and it was a sick outfit. Like, and the picture done like 300K, like it's done numbers.
That's crazy, man. I really like Danny because I saw one of the first clips, not one of the first clips I saw of him, but one of the clips that really resonated with me was that he was saying, this is like away from fashion, but he was saying about how he nearly stopped YouTube because effectively he wasn't making any money from it, but he was trying for ages. And then eventually, just before he kind of nearly quit, I don't know the ins and outs, I wish I could remember the actual clip properly, but then he just kind of got one video that blew up and then it kind of changed. Or he got like a brand deal with Facebook streaming or something, right?
Yeah, so basically he come on the pod and told us this, and I was sitting there and I was like, this is crazy. He's doing it for like 10 years, not really earning anything. His dad was like, look, it's kind of time to get a real job now if you kind of need to, whatever. And then he had like one brand deal come in from like Facebook or something. Yeah, like a streaming thing. And he said it wasn't much at all. It would just like have got him by. He started doing that. And then off of the back of that, like he's blown up. And then I remember he left Locked In with like 500 odd K, he's now just hit a mil. Like he's flying and I'm so happy for him because he does deserve it and he's super successful and he's just a very down to earth person. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like I know he's very extravagant in his videos and stuff, but when you talk to him and that, like the guy is very, very successful. Like you wouldn't believe. And he's just such a normal guy. Talks to you all the time, message you back whenever. Like,
yeah, sick, man.
He's a good guy to be fair.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that, bro. It's nice to hear that. Like there's so many horror stories about not like big creators. Sometimes people just being like dicks basically, but he obviously is not one of them and he's a top lad.
Yeah, good guy.
And he's got some cool kicks as well. Right, moving on. What is the most expensive fashion item you own? Now you've had some, I know how brand deals work and you've probably had a lot more brand deals than I have. So, and you've probably made a lot more money in that field. So what is the most expensive item you ever bought?
Most expensive item I ever bought. Excluding the car.
Yes, excluding the car.
Probably for my 21st, I treat myself to a Dior man bag.
Oh.
I don't even know if I have a picture.
We can get it up if it.
Yeah,
we can send
I'll
it later.
I'll show you the picture after. And basically, I just treat myself to it. Like I was 21, I wanted science to remember it. I got a gift card at Selfridge. So really, I didn't even actually pay that much because I got a gift card and then money on the top of that. But yeah, I bought that for myself. So it's and I wear it sometimes. I'm not like a massive man bag person, but it is a really nice
Dior man bag.
I can't complain. So got that.
So how much was it?
1800, I think, maybe. So it is like a lot of money on a piece of clothing. Yeah, right? And it's not even a piece of clothing, it's a bag. But obviously then in the grand scheme of things with bags, that's quite cheap.
It is.
You go into Louis Vuitton and all these places and they want 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 grand.
Yeah, so. And some of the, if you go into LV, I believe it's LV, there's certain bags that are like limited edition. Now they don't let you buy the fucking bag unless you spend X amount of money previously. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, bro, it's crazy, man.
Exactly
like,
the same with cars, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so I knew someone really rich, and to get a Porsche 918, to get a 911R, which was like a 1 of 300 car or 1 of whatever, he needed to go buy a Porsche 918, which is a million plus car. So he bought that to get that. So it's the same sort of thing. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if it was LV you do it, but if it's Goyard, like, Goyard, like, or whatever they're called.
Well, what they called, to get a Birkin bag, you need
to
buy
that's what I'm referring to.
You need to buy loads of
that's what I'm referring
Hermes
to.
Stuff, don't you?
Yeah, like, yeah, nuts. Yeah. Yeah, brands like that are crazy.
But yeah, probably that pair of shoes, my most expensive pair of shoes, probably. Well, actually, I got a pair of Gucci high tops, really random, in like this monogram thing that I bought at Bicester for 250 quid that meant to be 750 quid.
Very nice.
So I got them just for like going out, dinnery sort of shoes, never really worn them other than that. But other than that, yeah, probably got my Off-Whites for like 550.
Damn, and you got two pairs of them.
Got two pairs of them. Yeah,
very nice. I just sat there trying to think, what is the most expensive item I've bought? Most of it is for content. It's been for content.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is, a lot of the stuff is bought through, by a lot of expensive shoes through Kicks Force. But again, most of them are sold and it's not solely me, it's the business. I bought Stony jumper for 2K. That was for content, the Heat Reactive one. The weirdest amount of money I've ever, the weirdest item I've ever bought in my life, mate. Like, so strange. So strange.
It's like these Bear Bricks and stuff though, that people spend like 20 grand on and shit.
Yeah, that's, oh man, I fucking love Bear Bricks, mate. I love Bear Bricks. They're so pointless, but they are a form of art, I guess.
That is so pointless. I'm not going to lie. I look at that and I'm just like, what the fuck? To be fair, I've got to take a picture of that though, because my girlfriend loves Pikachu.
Oh, mate, you got to get one down. I think if you're listening on Spotify, unfortunately, you don't have to bless the visuals, but there's a fuck off Pikachu Bear Brick, which is a massive plastic toy from Medicom.
Way to explain it as a fuck off Pikachu.
Yeah. And yeah, it's basically like this. It's a female version of Pikachu, hence why it's winking. I wanted the male one because
it's called a Pikachu.
Yes.
What about them?
Yeah, so, exactly. If you're yes.
2024 and that.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. We're playing it safe. there's multiple of them. The male one's a lot more money because it's got a bit of a different facial expression. But I was like, fuck that. I'm not paying an extra 400 quid on top of the 600 I spent to get an extra squiggly smile.
What is your max that you would look at something and be like, I can't pay that for a piece of clothing? Because for example, when I went to Bicester, there was all like the North Face type times Gucci stuff and all that. Like,
yes,
buy that, but like 3 grand for this, 3 grand for that. Like, even Balenciagas, which are mid and horrible brand and no one likes anymore, when I went to Bicester, they were still like 500 quid on sale.
Yeah, it's like, mad. Yeah.
What's your like max? Because mine, like, you know, like you got Emery jeans for like a grand. I never ever would do that. I don't care how much money I'm earning, how much money I've got in the bank. I just actually wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I've got my boys at like Snoochie who do sick jeans and they're like 80 quid.
Yeah,
I'll
they're
happily
dope
buy
as well.
5,
yeah,
6, 7, 8 pairs of them.
Yeah. It's interesting. In terms of actual stuff I would wear, like, I'm pretty careful, man. I'm quite like yourself. Like, I wouldn't go and spend the grand on jeans because of the way they fit. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
But stuff like, not so much the Bear Bricks, but stuff that has a lot of meaning to me. Like, if I was like offered it, or like we had a guy on here who does like deals in vintage like sneakers and stuff, and a lot of the way they operate are kind of like, you know, there's some really expensive shit, and they're not just selling shoes to wear, they're selling shoes because they're collectibles. You do wear them, but they're collectibles and they mean a lot to people. So it really depends, man. There's like a pair of Supreme Dunks that released in 2003, I believe, and they're like the highs, and they're like a dunk high, not like they got some stars on them, and they were one of the first shoes I really fucking liked, right? Really, really liked, and I've obviously never got hold of them, and I don't know how much they are these days, probably like 3, 4, 5K. So I would probably buy them, but it depends on where I'm staying financially as well. Like, always different parts of the year, money's up and down. Money's good now, but I mean, I think probably even as I've got more money and I've matured, I have become more aware of what money means and what you can do with it. So it's not so much buying, it's not as simple as just buying a materialistic item.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if I could also make content out of it, it'd probably a good few K, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a good few grand. But again, I wouldn't go and spend that on a normal pair of jeans. I would, if those jeans could get me 10 million views, then I would do it, because I would be able to, one, make the money back, but also it's worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
But It's
the hardest thing is as well, which I find, and I see loads of comments about it and stuff, is like things like reps and that, right? So if I went and bought a £3,000 pair of shoes, but then I had a Uniqlo hoodie on and a pair of jeans, people would probably think my shoes are fake.
Potentially.
Do you know what I mean? Because it doesn't run with it. And I've learned that through social media. The people will be like, nah, these are reps or these are whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like these guys who wear a Nike tracksuit and then the Dior, whatever they are, not B30s, the B22s or something like that.
Yeah.
And like they're a 950 quid pair of shoes, but you're wearing a whatever and you know, and like everyone's got them. And I'm like, that's a lot of 950 quid standing in that group. Do you know what I mean? Like stuff like that is understandable. And they might not be, but it just gives you that. It's like, that's what you think. Do you know what I mean? It's just the way people think.
What is your opinions on reps as kind of an outsider into like the actual like hardcore sneaker community? What is your thoughts on replica sneakers?
I get it. And I don't like, I've got mates who sell stuff that are like, do you know what I mean? You can buy a Goya bag for like 100 quid instead of £4,000. And I get it. Like I do. I've had like a fake Louis Vuitton bag when I was in school and all stuff like that. Which like most people have. I don't know. Cause I still wouldn't go and spend that much probably on something. So I can't judge people too much because I probably wouldn't be going to spend that money.
Yeah.
I guess it's how and when you do it and how you portray it. Like if you've got something fake and you're trying to say it's real, that's when I'm like, come on, like just say it's fake, like it's fine, like it's a rep, whatever, if it's a one-to-one rep. Or it's when people like dripped out in stuff that you can tell is fake. Like they've got like the monogram, Louis Vuitton, blah, blah, blahs, and then, do you know what I mean? Whatever. And then that, if it's in moderation, and it might be like a fake card holder or something, like, who's going to, and I know people shouldn't really kick up a fuss anyway, because it's nothing to do with us, but nowadays you're always going to have someone judging you. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone's always going to say something.
Yeah, regardless if it's real or fake, you're always going to get hate, especially on the socials. But is it quite a mature answer? I think that it's quite a mature answer. I mean, that's the way I would echo that 100%.
Yeah, like it's hard because I've bought fake stuff in the past. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's horrible and don't do it and whatever, because it's so easy to get nowadays on things, as you know, like with, you got like what, Temu and... what's the other one? You got Temu and like AliExpress.
You got, Pandabuy, DHgate, like loads of places,
you
man.
You can just order it and get it straight away. But then it's like, is it that, I don't know, is it that deep? I to be fair, that is my motto in life. Is it that deep? I should get that tattooed because I'm just like, is it that deep?
That's me. I think you hit it on the head, man. Like there's certain elements of the reps that I don't agree with it at all in like the grand scheme of things. I don't promote it, right? That's my like outlook on it. And going a bit deeper into it, I don't like people selling reps because reps is real. Because what happens is when people sell reps as real, it tarnishes.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
Yeah. It tarnishes like people getting into streetwear because usually they're targeting people who don't know what they're doing. And that's, I didn't know what I was doing back in the day. And I still get finesse now. I always get my money back now because I know the protocols are doing it. But it is, you know,
that's just being scammed, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Shit, like, and they're using like reps to effectively scam people. That's very, very wrong.
But what's scary with reps nowadays is how like one-to-one and good they actually are.
Yeah, man.
Like basically someone needed to get rid of a bag and I was like, I'll buy it. And I knew someone would want it. And I pretty much gave it to them. And it was a Goya bag. And it came with papers, it came with this, it came with that, it came with a dust bag, it came with everything. And I was literally looking like, this could be real. But then I gave it to my mate, Bobby. And he wears it all the time, to be fair. And I don't know loads of Goya bag things, but you probably wouldn't know. But then like, also, it's hard, isn't it? Because people will be like, oh, like, has he got £4,000 spent on a bag? But you just don't know nowadays, isn't it? You just...
Yeah. It's hard,
isn't it, really?
It is a hard one. I think ultimately, to conclude, like with the actual rep stuff, I think to kind of like mind your own business to a degree, let people do what they want. It's down to these other companies to crack down on reps if they want. I think replicating smaller brands is very, very bad as well. That's a big problem because there are rep like factories and stuff who have basically killed smaller brands because they like just make so fucking many of them, make it mainstream, and it kills the marketing of the smaller brand, right? Obviously someone knocking off a Nike sneaker isn't really that big of a deal, like to one of us or to anyone else, bar not except Nike.
I know what you mean, like a boutique brand that's a bit more expensive. Yes,
and I can't think of any now, but I watched one probably a few months ago now, but literally about this guy saying that, claiming that, you know, his brand was completely fucked because a guy in China basically replicated it, made a really good rep, to be fair to him, made it really well, but ultimately his designs he patterned up his designs, they were ripped off, and he was finessed, and now his business is not in the mud, but there's like
people, a lot of work to be done in that.
Yeah, people are like going on Depop and buying it for like 20 quid when in reality it's just like £200 like item, which costs a lot of money to make and is very limited, and they're basically like, yeah, like almost custom made. So it is what it is, man. It's a difficult place, but at the same time, you can't blame anyone. We're in a cost of living crisis and these prices are sky high.
Exactly. I'm never going to judge someone if something's a grand or they can buy a rep or a fake of it for 100 quid and it looks the same. Like, do your thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Now, one question we've got on this little board put up by producer Aiden is, talk us through your TikTok logo tattoo. I didn't know you had this. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bro.
What?
Awful. Damn. So I was very drunk a couple of years ago now on a brand trip with Jet2. Shout out Jet2. Vibe. Lovely people. So yeah, I was in Magaluf. We actually went out there to do like a watch along for the Love Island final. And yeah, it was really, really fun. And then yeah, we get into this club and it's like 3 a.m. I'm absolutely so drunk. Like everyone I'm with, so drunk, whatever. And then we walk out of this club down these huge stairs, like it's one of the biggest clubs in Magaluf, and I just see this light flickering at me and I like couldn't even make out what it was. And then I was with Max Belegde, and my best mate Alfie and stuff like that, and then they were like, oh my God, it's a tattoo shop. And at the start of the holiday I went like, fuck it, let's get a tattoo, joking. I was like, Max, let's get a TikTok logo because like, do you know what I mean? This is what, how we've blown up and we know each other, whatever. I didn't even know Max as well at this point, right? And then my mate Alfie was like, fuck it, we'll get a palm tree, right? Because the first thing we did when we got at the airport, we saw a palm tree.
Yeah.
Right? So random. So yeah, we ended up going in there, signing the forms, the TikTok, like I was so drunk though, which is so funny. I've got...
They make you sign a form.
I've got the palm tree there.
Right.
And the TikTok logo there. So I was smart enough to do it so it's under my socks. But where I was so drunk and I laid down like that, I said there and there. Instead of it being like there and there or there and there, I was so drunk because I was laying like this. I just like slapped my legs and was like there and there. Like it didn't make any sense. Luckily, they're under my socks. You can't really see
it. Yeah, that's pretty
good. It does look a bit weird when I'm on holiday and that and you can see it. But mate, even with that palm tree one, she like got up a photo on the internet and I just pointed at the first one. I just remember, like, I didn't even let her scroll through. I was just like, yeah, that one. She looked at me and I was like, yeah, that one. I think they were like €55 for two tattoos. But they're not actually bad, but I woke up in the morning. I'd had about 3 hours sleep because we had to be up at 9, and I woke up in the morning and I thought, why have I got like wet cling film on me? Because it was like the Vaseline under cling film. And I just like forgot I got a tattoo like the night before. I was just like, wait, what the fuck? So yeah, that happened really.
Mate, I don't know what's worse because I've got, for content anyway, I've got a Stone Island tattoo.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? I'll show it now.
This was, everyone thought it was fake, man. It's not fake, unfortunately. My parents think it's fake.
Completely
legit, man. The good thing about this is it's going to get covered up. So we got it small for a reason. Like if I got the whole like badge, I wouldn't be able to get covered up, but I know what I want to get covered up with. I haven't done it yet, but it's getting covered up before summer, which will be good, man. And I've always wanted the tattoo there. So it was kind of a bit... Smart play, bro. It was a smart play.
That's
bro.
So funny.
Sorry.
You stick to your word, innit?
Mate,
you
I had to, bro. Heads. Mate, I was going to do the buzz cut, right? Like proper buzz cut. Like I know you've had a buzz cut, which actually does look...
I went through the buzz cut era.
Yes.
Do you know what the worst thing was, though? The buzz cut and the vest. Look like a convict. Jesus Christ.
You went full out, bro.
Bad.
So I was going to get a buzz cut. I said for hitting a meal, I was going to do a buzz cut. Like video did really, really well. Got like, hit a certain amount of likes and I get a buzz cut. I did it. Well, I got that amount of likes and I got a brand deal with Slick Gorilla. And I was like, oh shit, well, I can't really turn down this brand deal. So, and they were like, I think my manager at the time messaged him, like, can Jack buzz his hair? And he was like, obviously not. What was he going to style his hair with? So that kind of buried that idea.
Yeah.
And, it was like a multiple video brand deal. And it was a good brand deal. And people love my hair content, right? Like, well, not, I say that, like, they always seem to do pretty well. Because my hair's fucking shit, but they like kind of taking the piss out of it. So I decided, I was like, well, I can't do that, guys. So can you suggest anything else? I was like, well, like, you should get a tattoo, and then whatever the highest comment is in the section, in the comment section, you have to get it tattooed on you. And by like 70, 80, 90,000 likes on that comment, it was a Stone Island tattoo.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. I think literally the comment literally got about 90,000 upvotes.
Many, many regrets.
Yeah, it will get covered up. It's not too bad. And also, I did feel like bad because I did say I would shave my head and I couldn't. And yeah, it looked like I was just begging it. And I was like cautious. I was like, oh shit, I've got to do something a bit further than a buzz cut because otherwise I'm selling out.
Fucking tattoo.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going, man. It's going. It's not going ever, but it's going to be covered. Welcome to the new segment on the Hype Report called the Fellas Fits, where me and my guest basically review fits and outfits, and we rate them out of 10. And it's basically everyone in the Fellas office and studio and all out of all the many, many podcasts they've had. Well, they do, sorry. So, Aiden, bring them up, baby. What we got? George is also assisting on these ratings.
Mr. Cal Freezy, what are you saying?
What we got?
I feel like that hoodie's 165th floor, I think.
Is it all black? Black 100. So that's their own merch.
It's their own merch. I own that. Very nice hoodie.
It is a very good hoodie, man. It is a very good hoodie.
What's he got? Some like khaki
cargos. I can't see the creps. Are they Solomon's?
They even look like Solomon's. Or New Balance. 98, so they sound like that. Or I don't know. It's something a bit quirky. I quite like that, to be fair.
White kicks. That's khaki, quite.
I like black and khaki, and I don't think like black shoes would have worked. So
very
give that
neutral.
An 8, I'd wear that.
Eight, yeah, I'll give that an 8, man. I'll give that an 8. I'm not sure about the pose, but
not sure about the face.
that's solid everyday outfit, bro. Solid everyday outfit. 8 out of 10 for Carl.
Chippo crimes.
Burnt shit, baby. Chip wears some cool shit, man.
Chip has drip.
Yeah, Chip's, you know, got some cool shit, man.
I know what shoes he's got on though. There, he represents.
He's a big represent fan, yeah, isn't he?
He wears a lot of shoes. He normally wears joggers. I think they're a pair of joggers. And then I don't know who that is on the t-shirt.
But it's a graphic tee.
Quite a cool graphic tee.
Yeah,
again,
man.
Look, chilling at the office at work.
I think for a day at the office, that's an easy 8.
That's what I'd say.
Another easy 8. And also
the trim though, fuck, you know.
Not a fan of the mullet. You know, he told me to get a mullet and I didn't do it, but he advised me to get a mullet.
I'd not listen to the advice of a man that looks like that.
So 8 out of 10 for Chip, baby.
Big up Chippo. Oh, God, these boys need sectioning.
I haven't met any of these people. Like, I love Pitchside, right? So, like,
I love Pitchside.
Big football guy.
Even though they haven't got me on yet. Theo Baker, I'm calling you out.
But
Bowden, I'm calling you out.
Theo looks like he's like kind of like just came straight from like the gym or something.
Theo
but
is looking, I don't want to get myself cancelled, so I won't say that. But Theo's looking different.
Bro looks so sad, man.
Yeah.
Also, I've never met the guy, so I don't want to be too mean.
Repping that My Protein hoodie. Love that.
Oh, yeah.
The red shoes are pretty mad. Just go with a white or black pair. I don't know. I'd give it a 5. It's like a gym fit.
It is a gym fit, man. So it's a little bit harsh. We'll go 5 out of 10.
Looking like he'd take your children. Not your missus. I don't know.
That's not terrible, man.
It's not
bad,
but he's got like a grey tee instead of like a white tee. Obviously, you'd wear normally a white tee under like an overshirt.
What pattern do you call that? Is it tartan?
Fake Burberry.
Fake Burberry. Nah, like that. He's that guy's so jokes, man. He's a funny guy.
Lou Bowden is a crackhead.
And the buzz cut doesn't look terrible, you know.
I'm just going to give it a 5. He looks like a dad who's just come out the pub.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Dad vibes. All right, 5 out of 10. Tom Garrett
and a strange kid.
And a strange kid.
Not surprised there.
Somebody's picked up off the street.
And the chain and a little
bit,
watch.
A bit of a watch flex as well. We can't see the whole fit, but he's got a represent Eagle tee.
To be fair,
nice
really
high
like,
crew neck.
I really like that t-shirt.
Yeah, represent tees are good, man, because they've got it's like kind of what I'm rocking now. Like, they have a high crew neck. They're kind of in fashion at the moment, so they pull up quite high, which is sick.
Yeah, I like that. I'll give that a 9.
Yeah, man. I'd buy that
tee any day.
I think if you're into that kind of represent vibe, this is definitely it. We'll go. I'll give it an 8. Oh, family. Family.
Joe Bags. Well, I don't actually know what he's wearing. Like, he looks very posh.
Dapper, bro.
He was staying in Bath.
Oh, very nice.
This night. And he's actually, you can kind of see for his right ear, he's got his little droopy Vivian Westwood earring in.
Ooh.
So I know he's pushing the boat out. Espresso martini in hand. Suit, little tartan number. I don't know. Like, he actually looks really smart, to be fair.
Does look very suave. I'm going to let you take the reins on this one.
I'd give him an 8 because he's my brother. I probably wouldn't wear it, but he does look smart.
No, but I wouldn't wear it either, but he pulls it off.
Yeah, no, he looks smart. Like, I hate to say it. He looks a bit orange, actually, so I'm going to put it a 7.
So, okay, well, I'll stick with yous.
Not bad. GK Bazza.
Saving Grace. Grace.
Well, we both have girlfriends, and Grace is like my sister, so I'm just going to, out of being a friend, give it an 8, just because it's Grace.
Yeah,
that's all I really want to say on that.
I can back that.
Back it up. Hey!
Danny Aarons.
Danny Peter Aarons.
The man of the moment.
So, to be fair,
Is that the varsity you told him to buy?
So I helped him with this outfit. I helped Danny with this outfit, the varsity from Represent, the white tee from Represent, and the Represent Cargos, and then obviously the reverse, what are they, Mockers?
The reverse Mockers, yes.
That Tennessee got him, I think.
2022, I think they dropped. Summer, so, very nice pair of crepes.
Bro's got drip.
That is a
drippy outfit, to be fair.
Very nice, man, very nice.
I give that a 9. All I'd say a 10 would be is maybe just change the pose.
Maybe change. It's good, right? He's sticking to his roots. He's a nice fit, but that kind of... Yeah.
The little MG behind it really sells it to me. EX72.
Oh, very nice, mate. Check you out. Yeah, no, I like and they're the Krebs's recent female got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice, mate. Very nice. I'll stick with, what do you give it? 9?
8? 9.
I'll give it an 8.5. Very nice.
Can't remember.
Very nice. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end. Big love to George. You probably already know who he is. George Bags, follow his socials and stuff like that. Thanks for all the love on the podcast, man. You guys have been smashing it. It's really good to... we're getting going a little bit now. The guests are coming through. Yeah, man, it's positive. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, bro. Thank you for having me on.
Mate, it's been a pleasure, man. Like, it's nice to finally connect.
Long time coming.
Yeah, man, for sure. So, yeah, big love, people. Podcasts, new podcast episodes every Monday, 6 p.m. If you're listening on Spotify, go and click the little heart button, show some love, and like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube as well. And yeah, man, thank you very much. We'll see you in the next one, people.
Peace.